Resilience in the Autumn of Life. Words from Jesus.
All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. 2 Corinthians 4:15-16. In life, everyone faces times and seasons of struggles and challenges. And that dynamic doesn't change when you age. Most of the troubles or difficulties you experience in your youth are left behind you as you age, but new ones often take their place. When you were younger, it could seem easier to cope with the challenges of life and to change and adapt to the circumstances. You were stronger in some ways and more resilient then. But as you age, you often find that your own resources aren't enough. This leads you to draw closer to me and to grow in your dependence on me. When you find yourself experiencing any form of weakness, pain, or discomfort, turn your heart to me in prayer. Whenever you feel discouraged or frustrated, confused or fearful, put your hand in mine. Give your cares to me and keep your mind stayed on me, and I will grant you my perfect peace. Sufficient grace. He said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For when I am weak, then I am strong." 2 Corinthians 12, 9-10. When people are naturally strong, healthy, and gifted, others can tend to focus on them. But when people are weak and afflicted, and yet they place all their trust in me, my power can shine through their weakness. The more you learn to depend on me, the more you realize that I am enough and my grace is sufficient for you. And when others see that, they learn to put their trust in me. When you are weak, you can be strong, because my strength is being made perfect in your weakness. So whenever you are feeling weak, sick, or discouraged, because you aren't able to do the things you used to do, remind yourself that I am your very present help in every single time of trouble. Psalm 46:1. Remind yourself that my strength, grace, peace, and joy are your strength. You may not know what the future holds, but you know me, the one who holds all your tomorrows in my hand. I am your friend, and I will care for you in everything you face and bring you safely home. Our Comforter. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. For the more we suffer for Christ, the more God will shower us with His comfort through Christ. 2 Corinthians 1, 4-5. Life can be a struggle, but remember my promise that I will never leave nor forsake you. Hebrews 13:5. I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Matthew 28:20. I see your struggles and I hear your calls for help. When you feel all alone, I am with you. Many times throughout life, You have faced burdens that seem like immovable mountains. During these times, you learned to trust me, and they have drawn you closer to me. When you have found the peace that only I can give amidst the problems and obstacles, you in turn have become an instrument of my love to comfort others. Many things in the world around you may be unfair, unloving, or even evil, but when you look at them through my promise to work all things together for your good, you can trust that I will bring something good out of every heartache, problem, or fear you face. I love you, my child, and I always will. You have a special place in my heart that no one else could ever fill. Taking care of your temple. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. 1 Corinthians 6, 19-20. It is natural to experience changes in your physical strength and abilities as you age. Don't resist the changes that take place at this time of life, but rather accept them and learn to enjoy your new lifestyle for what it is. Resisting only puts more strain on your health and dampens your happiness. Stay active, but don't try to do more than you are able, and don't push yourself beyond your physical abilities. Let others do the heavy work. I know that is easier said than done when you're used to being independent and strong and active. It's hard to step back, but it is necessary to do so at some point. Try to get exercise in some form every day, preferably in the fresh air. Exercise will help you stay fit and sleep better and will help you feel more energetic overall. It can lift your spirit and improve your general health. Do your best to take care of your body and commit your health to me, and then trust me to do the rest. Forever friends. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, and trust also in me. There's more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? John 14:1-2. Some of the familiar faces that you spent many happy years with, some of your dearest friends and loved ones, have gone on ahead of you to the next life. I know how difficult it is to not have them around anymore. When you feel sad or downcast because you miss them, remind yourself of the joy they are experiencing. They have left the cares and worries of life behind and are in a better place. Each time you think about those dear ones who are no longer with you, you realize how blessed you were to have known them and to have had their friendship and companionship. That closeness you shared was a gift from me. I will not leave you comfortless. I will wipe the tears from your eyes on that day when we meet face to face. And you will be united again with those you love who have gone on ahead of you. Before long, you and your loved ones will be together again, and you will live forever in the beautiful home I have prepared for you. I will. When you are weary, I will be your resting place. When you are surrounded by darkness, I will be your light. When you are hungry, I am your living bread. When you are fearful, my peace will be your defense. I will be all these things to you, because you are mine. When you are lonely, I will be your friend. When you are in doubt, I will be your source of faith and courage. When you are depleted, I will be your strength. When you are helpless, I will be your intercessor. I will be all these things to you because of my unfailing love for you.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.